What would that number, 20 what? 2039?
I can do it again.
Okay, I'm messing this up, just a second. Okay. The first property here, which is BOE 5, has about, it's about 40% of the value in the, I mean, if you combine them together, the first one's about 40% of the value and the second one's about 60%.
That's what I had.
Of the value. So take the, if we take the sales price and knock off the 9%.
So 2093.
2093.
Times
837.2 times 0.4 equals, 837.2.
And
125.580. And the other one would be
1255.800.
I'm sorry, what would that second one be? I've got 837,200 on the first one. If we did that, I have a drop. On the second one, it would be 60%.
It's 1255,800. 1,255,800.
800?
Mm-hmm.
That gives you a combined.
That gives you a combined of 2093. That's at the 9% decrease off the 2.3.
So the smaller one would be about 920,000 value.
Well, we,
and the bigger would be 1,380. That's if you take the 9% off.
We took the 50
the
off
price.
For the
you're taking it off of your total figure. We're taking it off of the 2.3 purchase price.
That's what I did.
And you need to consider my book value, because the next year you can raise up the price, my the income will become better on the first picking. Mm-hmm. But if you try to take me, there's no way I can make payment. I have to file a bankruptcy. So you have to consider the cash value more than the purchase price. Yeah, I made a mistake buying the property.
Well, for we're just trying to figure out an actual, I mean, our job, in other words, please understand that we feel for the economics issue. I mean, that's properties across the board that we deal with. And the problems people are having, but ours is to determine a appraised value of the property that we believe you could get on the market, kind of thing. You know, something that would be reasonable. And this would drop it. Okay.
David.
Yeah.
Would it be fair to assess it at $1.8 million if it's been on the market for 6 months and he's not getting any buyers? I mean, is that a fair market value?
Yeah, it was, because I had taken the loan, so that is the amount I have to come up with the bank, because I'm with the Food and Justice Bank. So that's why I'm saying, okay, I will take the loss, that whatever the down payment I made, but and whatever the renovation cost I did, because that was another $600,000 I spent, deposited in order to building number one. So it needed a lot of new furniture and everything. So, because as I said, both the building were interested with the drugs and prostitution, and which I removed all of them.
And, you know, obviously, as citizens of the county, we appreciate that greatly. If you took his 1.8 and you applied, if you took his 1.8 and you divided it between the property, that would be 720,000 on one and 1.8 on the 1,080,000 on the.
And what does those? What do those two add up to?
You're taking that off the
1.8 million.
In other words, Jesse is proposing, because he's had it on the market at 1.8 million and it hasn't sold for 6 months, would you take those percentages?
Yeah, it is more better than I'm paying. Last year I paid $46,000 property tax for no good reason. And so whatever I can save, I can save, right? That's the bottom line.
Yeah, I mean, anything you want to say in your. As far as this case goes, that's fine.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So,
can you show it on the market?
I don't know what to look for on the market.
I also did a cost approach that, based on the numbers he gave, and what I think is you do it times 5% of your gross sales, and on that first property would have been 775, and the second property would have been 790,000, which would have put it at 1.5. Six, and that's what I would pay for it in my mind.
Okay.
So I think 1.8 is a fair market value.
All right. And have you looked?
I'm not finding it on LoopNet, but that doesn't mean anything.
Where do you have this property list?
It is a South broker. The guy's name is JD.
South Broker.
Yeah.
Do you have a website for him?
Yeah, it should be. Yeah, I.
Or what address is
Let me see if I can find his website.
South Broker. I don't find that.
He called himself Jerry Smith Model Company. What is his website? I need to call him up.
Can you spell his last name for us?
S-M-I-T-H, Jerry Smith.
Gary Smith?
J for Joy, D for Dog, Smith, S for Sam, M for Mary, I for Igloo, T for Thomas, H for Henry.
J.D. Smith. Yeah. That's a general name.
Yeah.
Is he local?
Is somebody out of Dallas, Texas?
Yeah, I live from Springfield, I believe.
Springfield?
Yeah.
And he's a realtor?
Yeah, he's a realtor. And he's international hotel broker, part of the group. I don't have much detail on him.
Southeast International.
You found him?
Well, I found him on LinkedIn.
Could you email us the listing?
Yeah, could you show us the listing?
I don't have any listing knowledge about it, so I can call him up, and if you want it, I can email to you.
Yeah.
Southeast International Hotel Brokers.
Yeah, I should just see the guy in Dallas.
Okay, I found the website. Let me see.
Smith Realty?
No.
So if you just put 2719 West 76 Country Boulevard into Google and say for sale would pull up anything?
If it's listed by its address. What is it? 2719?
Because if it's listed, it's going to pick up somewhere.
Got
it?
Does
it say it's
active?
It. Yeah, it's just.
What's it say?
It's just pictures, just the site.
It doesn't.
No.
Yeah, it doesn't say it's active.
Was that on LoopNet?
Yeah, that's what it was on.
Okay. Can you go back to that then?
Well.
So it doesn't have a price?
But they may not pay for that service. The agent may not pay for that specific service.
You're saying it's not MLS?
No, I'm saying it's on LoopNet, but it doesn't show that it's active. And that particular agent may not pay for that service to list it on there.
Hmm.
Looking on.
We're just trying to find where it's been for sale for 6 months, as you've been talking about.
Yeah.
And we can't locate that information. I mean. Mm-hmm. You know, we can do this. I mean, we can do this one more time. We kind of narrowed this down to. I mean, if you can show us that it's been listed for 6 months with 1.8 somewhere, I mean, I guess we need to figure out if it's actually been listed.
Yeah, I can. Let me call him up and I can send it to you, or maybe I can send it my agreement with him, the copy. I can submit it.
Well, we believe that you have done something with him. We just don't know if he's listed it. That's my concern. I mean, that's what we need to know. So,
he keeps saying, hey, give me the, yesterday I got a message, not yesterday,
but
two days ago, and the star report. That's the thing what he asked me.
Well, if you're actually trying to sell it, I mean, our concern is, we got several people here trying to type in your property, and it's not coming up as being for sale. So you might check with him. Here's what I'll do. We've got a few other ones today that we're probably going to go into the early afternoon. I'll see if we can't catch you again here in a bit, because I think we've got some 1 o'clock in person even, don't we?
Yeah, if he can provide where it's actually listed.
Yeah, get some information on where it's actually listed and how long it's been listed. We appreciate it. All right? We'll give you a call back. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Well, we've got some figures, whether we use 2.3 or 1.8. We've got some figures that we can potentially use. But anyway... Who else have we got this morning? Anybody?
Jim's here.
Hey, come on up.
This is our 5-acre parcel.
Brush Ridge Trust,
number 48.
Well, I attempted to find comps for this property, and really... 5 acres back in the woods, undeveloped property, is just, there's nothing else on the recent sales for that. I did look at properties around what I have, and if I may, I have a printout here of what I discovered. I marked an A in all the parcels around me that are agricultural, and I'm very familiar with all that property, and I can tell you nothing around there has been harvested or has had livestock on it for many years. Mine is similar in terrain and location.